Hello, Marvel Maniac, and welcome to another episode of Guardians of the MCU. Today is October 4th, 2022, and I am joined by the quarantine Sheba. Sheba, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Getting better slowly, still a little tired, but you know, and I haven't seen outside in a very long time. And well, I've seen it through my window.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you haven't been outside.
No, I haven't been outside. I don't know what it's like. I have interactions with my family because they still are here. But literally the only interaction is they knock on my door, leave food outside, and then they're like, okay, bye. Like at one point I was wearing my mask to get my food and I heard my mom talking to my sister. I'm like, what are you both laughing at over there? I was like, nothing. And she walked away and I was like, good. I just want
can't
to be with you.
Can they at least FaceTime you or something?
They could. I mean, I do see my mom in passing. Sometimes she's going down the stairs. And then I'm like, hi, mom. She's like, okay, hi. Hope you're feeling better. Okay, bye. And then I had a conversation with her through the door, which was nice. And then I asked my sister if she missed me. And she was like, she just ignored me. And I was like, really? I was like, but do you miss me? My mom was like, she's not responding. No, I'm like, of course she's not. I know. I was like, does anybody miss me? Does anybody miss me talking to them? But they're my family, so obviously they're going to say no.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, but I'm sure they miss me.
I'm sure they miss you, and we're glad you are slowly making it back to the mend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, COVID will eventually get all of us.
Yeah, and this was my first time getting COVID, so... It wasn't too bad. I was pretty lucky. It was just like, it was like a cold, but I was more tired than when I went with a cold. I spent like the first day just lying in bed and yesterday was mostly just sleeping. I haven't worked out for a few days. So I'm like, my brain's like, what do you mean? You're not working out? What is happening? And I considered yesterday just doing a little workout. And I think I messaged my sister or told my mom, they're like, you need to sleep. What's wrong with you? I'm like, all right.
It sounds exactly like my father-in-law when we were out there and he had COVID. Like a few days in, he's like, "I'm gonna go for a bike ride." And we're like, "You have COVID." It's only gonna be a short bike ride. And I forget how many miles he said was a short bike ride for him. And I'm like, "That's not a short bike ride."
Yeah, I mean, I normally work out in my room anyway, so I was like, I could just work out in my room. It'll be fine. And my friend's like, your body, my friends and my sister, my mom, everybody was like, but you need sleep. I'm like, right, sleep is good. So then I didn't. It's very difficult because I work out at least 5 to 6 times during the week. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it's fine. Maybe tomorrow if I'm feeling a little bit better. Maybe tomorrow. If I'm up for it. Yeah, if I'm up for it, then I can, you know, that means I'll be back to normal. That means I'm going back to health, like getting back better. My health is getting better. And then that means I can go back to work. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, folks, we are part of the Random Chatter Network. Go find everything about us over at randomchatter.com. So we actually had, Sheba, a big news week. And I apologize, folks, if you can hear in the background Kenzie is apparently trying to get a toy she can't get and is very upset about it. So I will try to deal with her in just a minute to stop any background noise. But big news week. I think we kind of split the topics. I kind of figured you were going to jump on yours, so it made it really easy to pick mine. So, Sheba, what do you have for us this week?
Well, the new Black Panther Wakanda Forever trailer dropped this week, and that was what everybody was talking about. And
not everyone.
Well, everyone I knew was, I was talking about it, but I still didn't watch the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this before. John and I are probably one of the few people who have not watched the trailer, not because we don't want to. I don't want to watch the movie. It's because we don't want to ruin the, at least for me, I don't want to ruin my experience with the movie because I know it's going to be one where I'm going to be emotionally drained. and I'm going to absolutely love it. I'm going to cry, and there's going to be a lot of things to deal with. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't want to ruin that experience before seeing it in theaters. I want to see it fresh in theaters without any. I did see the teaser, mm-hmm. whatever. I've seen that, but I was like, that was good enough for me. I want to wait and see everything and be excited as I watch the movie.
And you know the reason why I didn't watch it is because as soon as it came out, so mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times I saw it. The byline or the header or whatever it's called basically said, and we see our first glimpse of the new, mm-hmm. like fully see the glimpse of the new Black Panther. And I'm like, cool. That's enough to spoil who it may be. Now we think yep. we think it's already been spoiled. But I'm like, I don't want to ruin seeing it in a trailer.
Yep.
When I want to see it in the movie itself.
Yeah. And then getting like, I know I'm going to get excited about whoever it is. And
yeah, it doesn't matter who it is.
Exactly.
I'm going to get excited, but I want that excitement mm-hmm. for the yeah. first time.
Yeah. With like, you know, in on the big screen with everybody else mm-hmm. around you, like freaking out at the same time. Like I just, that is the experience that I want for that movie. Mm-hmm. And I know Marvel does their best to hide things and keep things secret and stuff like that. But I'm like, but just for me personally, it's just, it's so much better for me. It's more of a fun experience for me mm-hmm. knowing less about it and just watching a teaser. Cause the teaser gives out quite a bit as well. And that's really all I need to know for this movie. And don't get me wrong. As soon as I've seen the movie, I'll rewatch all the trailers and everything and be like, they didn't say this and they didn't do that. And then I can analyze it to death.
That I won't do. I'm not going to go back and watch the trailer afterwards, but at this yeah. point in time,
yeah,
it's because of how kind of spoilery mm-hmm. trailers have gotten, you know, in the past. And we talked about this. I mean, we either talked about it on an episode or if we didn't, just in passing. Hopefully it yep. was on an episode.
I believe it was.
I believe, like, of just, you know, how much, to a degree, it takes away from the, you know, from the experience. Mm-hmm. And the teaser, when it was so far out, talking through and breaking down, sure, that's great. This, I mean, we are weeks away. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't think for either of us, I don't think for most of our listeners, I don't think a trailer is going to do anything to like convince anyone to see or not see the movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everyone I know is already like, we saw the teaser and whatever. Whenever I go to the movie theater, whatever they show there, that mm-hmm. was, you know, I've already seen two trailers. So I'm like, I need a third one because that one was kind of forced upon me. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm already excited. I was excited after Black Panther. And I'm like, they're making a sequel. I'm in. Like, I don't need to see a trailer. I'm in. Like, I knew I was in even before we got anything. So, well, like you said, a trailer wasn't going to change yeah. my mind or make me want to see it less. I was going to see it. I was going to see it regardless.
Well, and Esty and our daughter, not the biggest Marvel fans. Mm-hmm. They know when a big Marvel movie comes out, like, we go and see it.
Yep.
And so I texted everyone this morning, you know, hey, got tickets, assuming everyone wants to see it. If not, I'll cancel individual tickets.
Right.
And you know, everyone was all in on, you know, going to see it. And, you know, Esty, you know, was like, well, I need to go back and watch the original Black Panther, you know, because it's been a while since you've seen it. But again, mm-hmm. I think maybe minus me and our son, no one's seen the teaser. Certainly no one's seen the trailer, mm-hmm. but it's name recognition alone is enough to be like, yeah, no, like we'll all go and see it.
Yep, exactly. And well, you brought up the next point, which the Black Panther tickets were on sale yesterday. And I know all of our group of friends had like, they'd, my friend had already was like, he sent us a message, was like, all right, tickets acquired. We have 12. Who wants in? And I was like, me, please. And normally it takes us a while to find the rest of the 12, 15, 16, however many tickets we get to kind of fill them up. This one was like, I had to like, I got one for myself. And then I was like, can you get one for, like, can I get the other two? Because if I hadn't asked, they all would have been gone like really quickly, because it just, everybody was like, we want to go, we want to go, we want to go, which obviously I wasn't, I was expecting everybody to want to go. And then I messaged my sister, my cousin, and I was like, hey, so I already got tickets and I'm going with another group, but I would, I want to see this again. I know I'm going to want to see it again. So we're going to go again. And then I had messaged another, like just another couple of people. One of my friends messaged me, was like, hey, do you want to go see Black Panther? I'm like, I already got tickets and all of our tickets are sold out. But I'm like, but I know my other friend who's also in Toronto wants to see it. So I'm like, how about the three of us go? So I have three groups of people that I'm going to see this movie with, and I'm not sorry about it at all.
And so I texted Tim earlier this morning. I'm an idiot. I saw last night the tickets had gone on sale. So I went to the Fandango app and I clicked and I saw, and I was like, wow, maybe... maybe there's like, maybe they go on sale tonight at like midnight, or like yesterday at midnight. So like today.
Right.
And cause I was just like, it wasn't really showing like many options. And I was like, oh man. So then I wake up this morning and I go and do the same thing. I'm like, no, like I know they're on sale. Oh no. Fandango was advertising a double feature of seeing Black Panther, then Wakanda Forever. And that's what I clicked on.
Right.
Not Wakanda Forever. So I was like, idiot. So long story short, I got tickets, but I told them first world problems / I am a snob and a brat that, yes, we have tickets at the theater I like to go to, with the phenomenal sound and the seats and everything else. And we are just off center. We are not dead center.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm upset, because I'm not dead center.
I would be, I can't laugh at that, because I would do the same thing. Like if I go to a movie and I'm like, I have to go to the side, and I'll still buy the tickets, but I'll be grumpy about it also. So I totally get it.
Shiva, I am two seats off from dead center. And I almost was like, screw it, I'm not going. I'm not going.
Like I said, I would probably feel the same way. I would still go, but I would grumpily go.
I am grumpily going. I am. And I realized, like, how much am I a spoiled brat?
I know.
I can't have my dead, exact dead center. And I'm like, well, if I can't do that, I'm just going.
I know. I even get annoyed if I have to like go, not the, like the far, like the back row. If I'm like just one row ahead of the back row, I'm like, nope. I would still go if I had to, but I would still be annoyed that I had to go there.
No. And to be fair, I could have had dead center just slightly too close than I like. So I wouldn't take those. I mean, right. I am so, the whole reserve your seat has completely spoiled me from like when you just go and you get what you get, and you get there hours in advance to hope you get good seats.
Oh God.
And here I am. I'm like, no, if I can't have these few things, I obviously cannot go to the theater.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I'm very grateful for reserve seating nowadays, because I was the only person who would show up 2 hours in advance for movies that I knew were going to get super packed. And everyone else would be like, why are we going 2 hours in advance? I'm like, excuse you. First of all, if we get sucky seats, you can find your own seat. Like if you come and like 5 minutes before, I'm giving your seat to somebody else, because you know what? I came in 2 hours in advance. I'm just, no, thank you. And I would get so mad. So now I'm like, you know what? If you show up 20 minutes or you show up an hour into the movie, it's not a me problem. That's a you problem. I got here on time.
Yeah.
I'll send you your ticket. You get here when you get here. I'm not even going to be mad. So I'm like, it makes me very grateful about having reserved seats, because I don't have to stress out about making sure everybody's on time and, you know, going out, you know, because you'd have to get up and go out and give them their ticket. And then you ruin, they, not only are they ruining their experience, they're ruining yours too. So I was like, nope, don't even have to do that. Screenshot, send it and be like, yo, come whenever you can.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. Makes my life so much easier.
I am sensing, I'm going to be curious what the box office numbers opening weekend are for this, because it was, I got these tickets earlier than I got Homecoming tickets. Spider-Man Homecoming, not high school Homecoming, because that's also going on this time of year, at least in the States. And also be super weird if I was buying Homecoming tickets. Besides the fact, way fewer seats for Wakanda Forever. I mean, because Homecoming, I had my choice of seats and I fiddled around and moved them around and changed theaters and did this and that. You know, this was, and it was not one where I was willing to not go Thursday night. I am expecting slash hoping like a pre COVID theater feel for this.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm expecting. Because I'm expecting it to be crowded and like full of people. There are going to be lots of people, and everyone's going to get like, we're going to get that Avengers Endgame or Infinity War kind of group watch, like that moment is going to happen in this movie at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, because we're going to, I mean, there's going to be a lot of, there's going to be a lot of feels, at least for me, for this movie. There's going to be a lot of feels.
I mean, I already told Esty, I think, you know, we need to pack some tissues.
Yep.
No, I think there will, and just the community who goes out and kind of sees these opening night. I'm curious because after Endgame, the last time I got that big movie crowd watch feel was for Maverick.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, that was fantastic for the nostalgia sense. So I hope it's there, but I don't want to get my hopes up because I do. I mean, I love watching a movie at home. There's plenty that I would, this is not one of them. This is one I want the big movie feel for. So I hope it's there because that's what makes going to the theater fun.
Yep, exactly. And like Marvel movies are just an experience watching it with people anyways. Even when I went to the movies before, like during COVID times where there were less people in the theater and stuff, we still had an experience. It wasn't as big as like Endgame or Infinity War, but there was still that experience to go. It was different. It was a different experience going to the theaters with friends as opposed to watching with my mom, my sister. Like it was just a different vibe. My sister doesn't get, like my sister is very, she gets excited, but doesn't show it as much as I do. Whereas I'm like, oh my gosh. And I like look for people to get excited with. My mom will watch it, but she won't understand that level of excitement. So I missed going to the theater and then just looking at somebody going, oh my God, that person is in this movie. And just having that freak out or like, oh my God, that's connected to that. And just everybody already knowing what I mean. So it was nice being back in theater. So I'm happy to have that again. And I'm pretty sure it'll be probably like it used to be with this movie, just because everyone is so excited. And excited to see what's next, but also we're all going to feel really sad because obviously Chadwick Boseman is not in this movie. So it's going to be a whole bunch of mixed emotions. And I think a lot of people in the theaters are going to feel the same way. So it's going to be a different experience, a good but different experience.
I hope so. Yeah. And I think it's going to be fun. So speaking of movies in theaters, not yet. we had a we Ryan Reynolds, I mean, he gave a little a little tidbit on what Deadpool 3 might have. And what I really appreciated with his announcement is he really got into his creative process of how he gets into writing the movies and thinking through them. And I'm sure we've all had like the angst of like the papers due, the assignments due, and you've got nothing.
Yep.
And you're desperate. And sometimes you throw the Hail Mary, the last ditch effort. And he did it here. And he got a little known actor to agree to come and be in the movie. Shiva, do you remember who that might be? I've got to search the notes here.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it. Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman. Is that who it is?
I think in America, I think we say Hugh.
Oh, sorry, I was doing the Canadian pronunciation.
Yeah, it's fine.
But so I know everybody was really. I'm really excited about it because I love Hugh Jackman and I like his portrayal of Wolverine. And I love Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman's, like, their camaraderie. I love it. Mm-hmm. But I'm also like, they're also two big jokers. They joke around a lot. So I'm like, until I actually see them on screen together, I will take, because everybody's like, oh, Hugh Jackman is back. I'm like, he could be back by just showing up in the background. Like, just, he could just show up and go hello and then leave. Like, that mm-hmm. could be what they're talking about. And they could just be messing with us. So I'm like, until I've seen it, it's not a Hugh Jackman is back. It's more like he might show up in the movie, but we don't know how he's going to show up. I'm still excited and I'm still going to see Deadpool 3. I'm just saying that I can't say that he's back yet.
Shiva, you literally crushed my soul because I never even thought of that as a possibility.
But that's when everybody's like, he's back. And I'm like, okay, but like, remember, Marvel has done this too many times. First of all, Marvel's done it too many times. Plus, Ryan Reynolds is a big joker and will just do whatever he wants. So until I see the movie and see that he's there, I will believe no one, especially not those two jokers. I'm not believing them.
Like, I was...
so I was sorry.
For like a major... like major co-starring role. Like, piece to it, but like... I think you literally just took my heart out, stomp on it, and we're like, I'm sorry, here you go. Like, it's gonna be fine, John. It's fine.
I'm managing expectations. Listen, we already talked about this in MCU TV. I have trust issues apparently with things. So clearly it is showing up here.
And see, I have such a blind eye when it comes to news of Wolverine. And
yep,
like hands down, top down, from the moment I got into comic books, mm-hmm. it has always been Batman and Wolverine.
Yep,
always. And so the announcement of and so great, like of like. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be in Deadpool? Yeah, whatever.
Sure. Yeah, like sure. Yeah, sure. Sure, Ryan. Yeah, sure. You're like,
you know, that. So I don't think they bring now is Hugh and Wolverine in there as much as, say, a Cable. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's more than a cameo because if it's less than that, I think, you know, people will lose their minds.
Agreed. I'm just managing my expectations because I don't want to go to the theater and then be like, he's in it. And then they're like, just kidding. Here he is. And they're like, that's it. That, and I don't want to ruin the movie for myself just by getting excited. And I did the same thing with No Way Home. Because I kept getting excited and my friends were like, it's not 100% yet. I'm like, no, no, but it is. And they're like, no, no, it's not. And then, so I was still like, yes, I think they're going to be in it. but then I wasn't sure. And then I wasn't like, I was sure, but not sure. And I was still excited when I saw it. So I'm just trying to manage expectations because I just don't want to go in there and be like, he's going to be in it. And then it's just like a random one-off scene. And then he just disappears after that. And you're like, that was it? That's all we got? No.
So I will. So I'm
managing expectations for myself.
I will say my. I will allow a brief cameo and it'll be fine. And I will jump up and I will do mule kicks and fist bumps in the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll still, yeah, if, I'll still be really excited.
No. Oh. I have a caveat to it.
Oh, yep.
If he's wearing the traditional costume, doing that while smoking a cigar, I will lose my ever-loving mind. And I 30 seconds, that's all I need. Yep. And just to finally get Hugh Jackman in costume. Him smoking a cigar like Wolvie does. Other than that is icing on the cake. And I'll just be like, I'm good. I am happy.
Yeah.
It was kind of like seeing Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic. And I know some people liked it, some people didn't. But seeing him in it, I'm like, I would love more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm satisfied, though. I got what I needed. I got it. Yep. I'm happy. I want more. But if I never get more, at least I got that.
Right. And I mean, we did get Professor X in his iconic yellow wheelchair. So it's quite possible that we will get, you know, Wolverine in his iconic yellow and blue suit. And it would be great if he was just really grumpy about it too. Like, why do I have to wear this? Like, what is, because they did do, I remember in one of the X-Men movies, they did show the yellow suit. And he was like, oh, gross. Why would we wear that? And then they never wore it.
No, he talked about wearing spandex.
Right. Sorry. Yep. That's
in
what it was.
The helmet and the gloves show up in a post-credit scene. Post-credit scene.
Yeah.
I don't remember any dialogue about it, but you do see it. But no, he does joke about wearing spandex.
Yeah. I just would like to see Hugh Jackman like joking around and being really grumpy about it. And then Deadpool just being like, oh, you look so nice. And he's like, whatever. That would be great.
I mean, something with it. There's fan cast mock-ups of what like a more modern day Deadpool. I mean, because in the comics, Deadpool is also in spandex. Ryan does obviously not wear it. Hell, every superhero was in spandex at some point.
Yeah.
Some still are. So seeing, you know, kind of something along those lines. My only concern with this, does it hurt the MCU to go back to the well on Jackman again? And does it make it harder to recast Wolverine in a future X-Men movie?
Well, see, that's why I was like, he can't be, unless he's going to be, like, unless they're not recasting him and Hugh Jackman is in the MCU for good, it doesn't make sense that he would be in the movie for the whole time unless there's, like, some kind of multiverse thing that also leaks into Deadpool, which... According to Kevin Feige, he was saying that this is dealing with the multiverse. So if Deadpool comes out during this time, during whatever, like the phases that we're in now, he will also be affected by the multiverse. So that could be something that would seep into the movie. And that's why the other reason why I was like, maybe he's not going to be a major role in it. Like Wolverine wouldn't be a major role, because if they're planning on recasting him, that it wouldn't make sense to have him in one full movie.
Yeah, I've kind of been assuming the multiverse is the way they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I only because it makes sense. It ties in well to kind of who Deadpool is.
Yeah.
So that's, but I do think just the proximity effect of the, is Deadpool 2023 or 2024?
I think it's, I want to say 2024.
The Google is showing it as 2024. All right. Okay. So it's 2024.
Yeah.
So say they want to do, it's not, you know, scheduled yet. They announce it at in San Diego or D23 or something else that they're going to do an X-Men movie in 2026. My God, that just does that seem far away right now?
Oh, gosh.
But so 2 years after, even 2027 just seems hard to introduce someone new as Wolverine.
Right.
You know, if they've done this. And as much as I want an X-Men movie, and we talked about it, you know, is it based on Josh Whedon's, you know, X-Men run? Is it based on something else?
Mm-hmm.
Not to include, you know, fan favorite Wolverine almost becomes hard for Marvel not to do. So I just, I get it. I want it. I've wanted to see those two together on screen for a while.
Yep.
In this, I as much as my heart of hearts wants it, I want an X-Men movie and an X-Men movie series with like several runs.
Yeah. Right. And like you said, it probably is going to be some kind of multiversal thing. I mean, it could be that they introduce Wolverine, like a different cat, like a different actor as Wolverine in this. And then just have Hugh Jackman show up as, you know, for a few seconds in whatever costume. And just like with, like you said, with John Krasinski or even with Sir Patrick Stewart, just having them show up a little bit could be what they're going for. And they're just getting us into, you know, they're just getting us excited about it.
And that's good too. I mean, like I said, I want to see him. I'm going to be, you know, happy about it. But actually, more than an X-Men movie, I want a Disney Plus X-Men TV show because that just means more X-Men. And I don't want animated. I want live action. And I want 6 to 7 hours of it. That would make me happy.
And to have a lot of characters, like being able to tell backstories and character development for a lot of characters. Because we've seen a lot of, like a lot of the X-Men movies, as much as I love Wolverine and like he's a great character and I would love to see him more. I would also love to see some of the other X-Men characters. Like, I mean, we know I'm a big fan of Storm, so I would love to see more of Storm, but there's tons of other X-Men out there that we can see that we should be able to see also. That would be nice. So I agree with you on a TV show.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, folks, in our rapid fire lightning round. So Blade has lost their director, Basma Tariq, only weeks before principal photography. I don't know necessarily what that means for a movie, but I can't imagine it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently they only had like a couple of pages or like they didn't have a lot about they didn't have a lot of the script and
Okay. So it's not super far along. Okay.
Yeah. But according to the rumors anyways, that Marshall Ali was a little disappointed with how things were going. So we'll see what happens. Yeah.
We talked a lot about Wakanda Forever. We do get a lot of it. Runtime is forecast at 2 hours, 41 minutes. which makes it the longest film outside one of the Avengers movies.
Which just, I know we're not supposed to discuss, but I'm really happy mm-hmm. because after the other movies, I think Doctor Strange 2, Multiverse of Madness, was one of the lower ones. I was like, hey, what's happening here? So I'm kind of happy to get more out of this movie.
And I think listening to Feige's comments on the justice it's going to do to Chadwick, I think it makes sense. I think Marvel is smart enough to know, give the folks time to deal with that in the movie, then try to rush past it. I think if this is a Wakanda Forever, you know, with Chadwick still as the Black Panther, we don't get a runtime that long.
Yep, that's true.
And then finally, you know, we talked about TV series versus movie. There is a rumor going around that Armor Wars is going to be a movie instead of a series. I don't buy it because they've announced it as a series. They put it in a slot.
I just find it interesting that the Blade movie has lost the director, so it's pushed back its release date, and we're getting this rumor. So it's almost like they were like, we need a movie during that time slot. Okay, put Armor Wars in there instead. That was just what I'm getting out from it. Again, it's great that Don Cheadle gets his own movie, if that is the case, because that's great. I'd seen somebody post about this or make a meme. I can't remember what it was, but there was somebody that was like, I'm excited that Don Cheadle is getting would get a full-length movie, but also sad because I get less time of Don Cheadle, like looking at Don Cheadle. Because, you know, you get 6-7 episodes, could be, you know, if there were at least an hour long, like even 45 minutes, it would end up being a lot more than just a two-hour movie. So I get that. But either way, I guess it's good for Don Cheadle. He's gonna appear somewhere. We just don't know if it's on Disney Plus or on the big screen.
Very true. The one other thing I will say, and I forgot to add this in, rumor I saw, and again, folks treat it as a rumor, is that Justin Hammer and the Vision will also be in Armor Wars, whether that be TV show, movie, who knows. Both would be very welcome additions.
Mm-hmm.
So folks, that is all we have for you for Guardians. Check us out next week, where we will have more news and more discussion. We'll see you then.